lights for us. So you've all got your envelope. Right, so I didn't say open it yet. Let's just watch the clip and have your envelopes ready.
The cross. It was meant to horrify the world. It was meant for humiliation. It was meant to last for days. It was meant for slow asphyxiation. It was meant to prolong torture. It was the Roman soldier's job. It was meant to be used by Caesar, but instead, it was used by God. It was meant to stop a movement, but instead it became the way. It was meant to act on fear, but instead it awakened faith. It was meant to be vicious and violent, but instead it became our peace. It was meant to uproot hope, but instead it became the seed. It was meant to punish captives, but instead it unleashed freedom. It was meant to build up Rome, but instead it built God's kingdom. It was meant to discourage rebels. It was meant to stop insurrection. It was meant to put down Jesus, but instead it set up his resurrection. It was meant to jeer and mock him, but instead it was his glory. It was meant to erase a chapter, but instead it became the story. It was meant to hold up convicts, but instead it raised up a king. It was meant to shut our mouth, but instead it's why we sing. It was meant to be a judgment, but instead it became our mercy. It's why the song of heaven is the Lamb. The Lamb is worthy. It was meant to kill an enemy, crush dissenters and diversion, but instead it became the banner of God's love for every person. It was meant to be appalling, nailing hands and feet to wood. It was meant to be used for evil, but instead it was used for good. It was meant to be a symbol of God's assassination, but instead it became the symbol of Jesus' invitation. Come to the cross. Instead of sin and stain, you are meant to be made clean. Instead of being forgotten, you are meant to know your sin. Instead of being ashamed, you can leave behind your guilt. Instead of feeling empty, you were meant to be fulfilled. Instead of being broken, you are meant to be made whole. Here, Calvary is calling. It beckons you. Behold, come to the cross. Instead of being an accident, you have a purpose and a plan. Instead of being abandoned, you were chosen by his hand. For all who've said I can't, God has said I can. No matter what you've done, the invitation stands. Come to the cross. Instead of being doubtful, you are meant to know your Father. You are meant to be his son, and you are meant to be his daughter. You were cherished from the start. You were always in the picture. Instead of being a victim, you were meant to be a victor. The result of Jesus' blood, salvation has arrived. Instead of being dead, you are meant to be alive. The cross. It was meant to signal death, but instead, it's a sign of living. It was meant to be the end, but instead, it's our beginning.
Don't need to say much else. Do you want to open up your envelope? As a child, I was raised, and I'm grateful that I was raised as a Catholic. We went to church every Sunday, and we wore our best clothes. And when I got old enough, I was able to serve as an altar server by the altar where the priest would be. And standing there, I had my first revelation of who Jesus was. And I'd look at this cross that stood miles above me, gold and unattainable. It was big, it was looming, and I looked at the cross thinking, how on earth can I ever measure up to that? It's impossible. How can I ever measure up to this God that just seemed to be so powerful, so judging, so perfect in every way? And I felt broken inside, and I thought, there's no way that I can measure up to the cross. I could never measure up to the man that was on the cross, because he was the biggest thing that I experienced. And as I watched that clip, I realized that we can have two perspectives on the cross. One perspective can be death and judgment and not good enough, and you're never good enough, and you have to work harder, and you deserve to be sick, and you deserve all the things owed to you because you're such a bad person. Or you can have the true revelation of what the cross really means to you. And the cross you have there has two sides to it. It has a black side, which my son painfully made and painted. And on the other side is gold. But you get to choose how you relate to what Jesus has done for you. And the invitation today is a personal invitation that God can meet you in the midst of your life and invite you to have a relationship with him. And it will cost you. It is not free. And what I mean by it's not free, the grace is free. Jesus paid the ultimate price that you may have a relationship with him, but it's a relationship with him. And your journey with him will cost you everything, because he wants to transform your life into the fullness of what it could be that he has predicted on you. And I just want to read out these things about the cross. It says, Jesus was punished that we may be forgiven. So the cross is not punishment for you. It was punishment for Jesus, but it's not punishment for you. Jesus was wounded so that you may be healed. You may be healed physically. You may be healed emotionally. You may be restored in your identity. And he's got a future for you. So if you come here this morning broken, you are qualified to come. Jesus was made sin with our sinfulness so that we may have his righteousness in our lives. Which means if you're a sinner and you keep blowing it and you keep making mistakes, God says, I'm with you on the journey. I will transform your heart. I will set the captives free. Which means whatever addiction holds you, God is bigger. He's bigger than any addiction. He's bigger than any habit. He's bigger than any emotional expression that you have. If you find that you have no peace and you're always angry, he's able to fill that and complete that. Jesus tasted death that we don't have to. Jesus came and he died and he had victory over death. And the thing that made Jesus the most powerful man that's ever lived, he said, I will do all these things, and on the third day I will rise again to prove what I said was true. And everybody who's tried to disprove the resurrection has become a Christian. The writer of Ben-Hur, he tried to disprove the Bible, and then he wrote Ben-Hur, the resurrection. And then you have one lawyer who's able to turn the facts. He went to write a book, and he tried to write a book about disproving the resurrection, and he wrote a book saying, who moved the stone? So if you want to be a Christian, try and disprove the resurrection. Jesus was made a curse so that we may receive the blessing. If anyone has said to you that you are a mistake, if anyone said to you, you are a waste of space, if anyone said, shame on you, you're not worthy in this place, or you're just a drama king or a drama queen, and they've put these popular curses on us, making us feel inadequate and devalued. God was broken that you can have identity in him. You are a daughter and a son of the King. It's an invitation. It's an invitation. Jesus endured poverty that we may receive abundance. Jesus bore our shame so we may share his glory. Jesus was cut off that we may be joined to the Father. And in him we can die that we may have new life in Jesus Christ. So the question is on the table, do you want to know this Jesus? If you've come broken, if you've come questioning, if you've come in a place of need, that is the most healthiest place that you can be. Because it says God came for the sick, not the well. He came for the imperfect, not the perfect. I just wanted to share three things before I go. That Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. If you feel that there is a void in your life, even though you may be in a loving relationship, but you know that you do not love yourself, Jesus says, but I do. I love you. You cannot find this love in a relationship. You cannot find this love in owning stuff. You cannot find this love in following those next dreams, that next ambition, that next challenge. You can't find that love. Because this love is supernatural love. This love is where you're supposed to be. This is home love. Jesus loves you. It's like God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. Statement two is that you are a sinner. I am a sinner. I sin. I sin daily. I sin weekly. I sin minutely. Because I'm busted, but it's by the blood of Jesus that I'm sanctified, which means I am clean as though I have not sinned because of what Jesus did, not what I do. So if you feel that you're broken, God says, come, because I can wash you. And Jesus said this beautiful thing. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through Jesus. There's no other gateway. There's no other gateway. And the choice is that you have this beautiful gift called repentance. And I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come to know you. I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come to know you. Lord, I pray, Lord God, as we sow these seeds, the reason why you've asked me to share the gospel this morning is that there's people in this room that are, that they know that there is more. But we try to distract ourselves, Lord, from the busyness of life, from all the plans we have to do, that your plans, Lord, are going to derail my plans. But I pray, Lord God, that you will speak to the hearts of everyone in this room. Lord, whether they know you or not, if they know you, Lord, that you'll continue them on the journey of discovering who you are. Lord, if there's people in this room who do not know you, Holy Spirit, I pray that you'll come. Holy Spirit, will you come right now? And we tell them that you are my son and you are my daughter. That there is fullness of life. And I pray, Lord, there's an opportunity that they may respond to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.